At what point does despair become determination? At what point does fear become ferocity? At what point do we, as the Tennessee Three did, rush the well? One man in a robe is poised to impose his religious beliefs on the entire nation. He has made no secret of his beliefs, and has attempted to couch them in legalese so specious, it exposes his contempt for those who don't share his magical thinking, and those who would defy him. But that is what must be done. If not now, then when the next Theo judge takes medication for HIV off the market, and gender-affirming medications off the market, and contraception off the market. Do not think for a nanosecond this is not the plan. The opponents of our freedoms and rights, the haters of the progress we've made over the past 75 years, are organized and determined. They have plans. We have rose-colored glasses. They have bullet points. We have daisies to slip into the ends of rifles. They call us groomers and pedophiles. We call them unfair. The only thing they fight with thoughts and prayers are the near-daily mass slaughter of men, women, and children by assault rifles. For every other battle, they come heavily armed. Stop wishing it away. Stop thinking there is some normal we will someday, somehow return to. Roe is gone. Medications will be yanked from those who need them. Rainbows will be pulled down and colored with blood, figuratively and literally. Pink pussy hats will be shoved down the throats of women demanding autonomy. Harsh language is the only language appropriate for a half-sleeping nation about to be turned in by its neighbors to the body, mind, and soul police. Fear not, as the Bible says. But stop hoping for better angels and someone else to save us. Rush the well.